This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A new lawsuit demands the Adams County Sheriff's Office start allowing families to have in-person visits with inmates. CPR's Molly Cruz.
This is the third in a string of lawsuits around the country brought by civil rights groups under what they're calling the Right to Hug Project. The plaintiffs include both young children and parents of people in jail. Attorneys say families have spent hundreds of dollars every month to stay in touch with their loved ones through phone and video calls, and over the last 5 years, the county has made more than $3 million from those virtual visits. They argue that the added costs do real damage to the inmates' families. The Adams County Sheriff's Office would not comment on the pending litigation. Many Colorado counties ban in-person jail visits. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
A memorial will be dedicated today in Denver, honoring those who died in the first commercial airline bombing in the U.S. In 1955, 44 people were killed when United Flight 629 exploded after takeoff. Michael Hess was instrumental in creating the tribute.
The memorial will have the names of all of the victims. There was 5 crew and 39 passengers. And then we also felt it was absolutely essential that we recognize the first responders.
Victims' families will gather as the monument is unveiled today at the old control tower for the former Stapleton Airport. It's 8:06.